It's the 13th of December 2007. I'm here to interview Belle Sullivan of Blyth about her childhood growing up in Blyth. Did you introduce yourself?
Sorry.
It's a boy.
No, he's got no. That's okay.
Just introduce yourself.
So, well, thinking of being born, was being born upstairs, and they didn't expect twins, but we were twins, and we had a brother and a sister already. And then the maid used to have the little bedroom, and I never could make out where the nurse slept. One of those things that you didn't know when you were a child. Not a clue. But obviously she stayed for a month, and my daughter has all these pictures. She's made a sort of scene of it in one of her rooms, with Nurse Lawrence with the twins. But you see, it's gone to there. But
and what date was this?
Well, I think that was all in 1914, in June. And, of course, the First World War was just about on the way. And we were told that we were advised, my father and parents were advised to retreat from this coastal area into Morpeth, because the Germans would be coming. So apparently my father, with a friend, pushed a pram without a child in all the way around Morpeth areas and decided that wouldn't do at all. So we didn't go, we stayed. And of course we did have a lot of guns installed, we still have them, that were used in quite extraordinary. I think nowadays there's sort of very few examples left of First World War. But they are down by the beach.
And you did mention earlier about the Zeppelin.
Pardon?
The Zeppelin.
Yes, the Zeppelin. Well, what we call the back bedroom looked out over Cramlington, Coupon, that way. So I didn't really know as a child why I was looking at this Zeppelin. I was lifted up, but to me it just looked like a long balloon. And I can't, you know. But they say it was after the ironworks. And now you see, I've forgotten exactly, I should know exactly where those ironworks were.
They're in Bedlington.